Well, a lot of us are still not sure when church will be back to normal, and some people are kind of reevaluating their relationship with church. Well, let's talk about Rediscovering Church. That's the title of a new book by Colin Hansen and Jonathan Lehman. The subtitle is Why the Body of Christ is Essential, and Jonathan Lehman is with us right now. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a question everybody's asking. What is church? We're wondering, is it more than the building? Is it more than just clicking online? What have you found in your research and what you've been delving into?
Yeah, I think the short answer biblically is that a church is a group of Christians gathered together, preach the gospel, and celebrate the ordinances and affirm one another as Christ followers. That'd be the short kind of theological, biblical definition. It's not the building. It's not all Christians everywhere, though that might be a universal church, but yeah. A local church is a gathered assembly of Christ followers.
Well, then people go, why is everybody so upset because we can't meet in a building and we can't get together and can't hug each other? It seems like we put a lot of emphasis on all of that.
Well, yes, the important thing is not where we meet, but it is important that we meet. First of all, Hebrews 10 tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Second of all, Jesus himself named the thing ecclesia. And what is an ecclesia? It is an assembly. It's not enough. We're not like these computer disembodied creatures that just exist out there in hyperspace somewhere. No, we're embodied creatures. And God means for us to dwell with one another, even as he will one day dwell with us in the new heavenly Jerusalem, even as he dwelled with Adam in Eden Garden. There's something to be getting together that is a central part of following Jesus and growing as Christians. Mm. Now, where and how you do that, well, that's flexible. It doesn't have to be a dedicated church building.
There may be some people who've discovered church only online, like they've never gone at any point. And do you think, like, in the future, people may just, that just may be it, that's just because of the way things are kind of going?
Yeah, sure. I do think that's going to be common. I think that's going to be a factor, but I think that's sub-biblical. I think it's not healthy. Do I think a person, who hears the gospel preached over the radio, is someone deep in Iran, can come to faith in Jesus? Yes, I think they can. We're saved by the preaching of the gospel. So there I am in some Iranian vision, a village. I hear the gospel preached on the radio. I come to Christ. Praise God. But it's going to be hard for me to find a gathering of believers in that Muslim village, right? Mm. And I can endure, but it's going to be hard to endure. And I wouldn't want that for that Iranian citizen sitting there. I'd want him to be surrounded by believers who help him or her follow Jesus together. Well, so it is in our present kind of internet moment. Do I think people are going to rely entirely on virtual church? Yeah, I assume that's going to happen. Mm. Should they? No, I don't think they should.
Mm. Well, you also host, you're a co-host of a podcast called Pastors Talk. What have pastors been talking about during this time when it comes to their churches?
Oh, goodness. I mean, probably the things you'd expect and a lot of it, right? I mean, recently, with these new mask mandates coming down, pastors are, can we require them? Do we recommend them? Do we ignore them? The Caesar has no right to tell us where to wear masks in our church gatherings. We talk about vaccines, and you require vaccines for people going on for staff members going on the youth mission trip. What do we do with political controversy? What do we do when people on the right insist we stop saying certain things, or people on the left insist we do say certain things? Lots of questions like these have just bamboozled and really hit pastors in the last year. In some ways, I would say the last 2020 and early 2021 have been some of the hardest time for many pastors, just because of all the questions that we've encountered. Mm. And we've not had to think about many of these things before. We're having to think about them from the first time. And none of us bats 1,000, right? Sometimes we make mistakes. That's why I just think there needs to be a lot of grace and patience and forbearance between members with each other and even members with their pastors. Mm.
The book is called Rediscover Church, Why the Body of Christ is Essential by Colin Hansen and our guest this morning, Jonathan Lehman. Thanks so much for joining us, Jonathan.
Great to be with you, Todd.